This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam, and it is time to welcome our very, very special guest for the day. We have been waiting for this for so long, and in fact, personally, I've been waiting for this for many, many years. I have been playing her music, I've been programming her music. I've seen her live on numerous occasions. She is the singer that you remember from songs like Horny, Hold Your Head Up High, Nasty Girl, Keep Pushing, I Am the One, Stand By Me, Glamorous Life, and many, many more. She's celebrating 20 years in dance music this year. It is Anaya Day. Welcome back to Joy.
Yes, thank you for having me. Oh. 20 years, dear God.
it's so amazing to have you in the studio with us finally.
Yes, I know we've spoken on the phone, and now I'm here. I'm actually here.
You are.
Across the highways and byways. And I'm here. No sleep, but I'm here.
No, you're right. You arrived in the country yesterday.
Yes, last night.
And you've slept really well.
Oh, yeah. 2.5 hours. That's good enough for me.
Okay. So that's going to bode well for the rest of the tour. Now, you're in Australia for a couple of weeks. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm actually just here until the 10th. Usually I stay much longer. But this time it's a short trip because I'm in a band at home and I'm one of the band leaders, so I have to.
You have to turn up.
Yeah. Be good if I'm there.
Yeah. but Australia is sort of like a second home for you. Although you're very worldly. I mean, you tour Europe all the time.
Yeah.
You're touring all around the States, of course, all the time.
Yes, I used to live in Germany for 5 years, actually.
Yeah. So, but you are a regular visitor.
Yes,
I am.
Every year, at least once a year.
At least once a year.
Yeah.
Is it really that often?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Do you always perform when you come?
Yes, always. I've never just come and, you know, hung out. I think I'm going to make it a point to do that so I don't have to worry about my voice or sleep.
Yeah.
Details.
Right.
Now, there's a whole bunch of things that we want to talk to you about, but we're gonna keep it lots of fun and lots of music and all that sort of stuff. So I thought we'd better kick it off with an Anaya song.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Look, the first one we're going to play tonight is a cover, and you're very good at covers. There's a lot of covers in your musical career, but the most amazing thing about this was a cover in an Australian band, Big Pig.
Yes.
And it was a big rock song,
mm-hmm.
and you took it and you turned it into a massive dance anthem, which was a big hit at the time.
Yes.
Pretty impressive. Had you heard the song by Big Pig before?
I had heard it, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you actually think at the time you could do something different with it?
Well, yeah, I knew that I had to, you know, because Big Pig's version is so, you know, everybody loves it. Yeah. I love it. I wouldn't dare want to taint that. So I had to kind of make it my own so that I didn't infringe upon any situation. And, you know, I had to add my little funky thing to it.
Well, you did that. Not only is she on the radio, she's in our studio. She's here. Look, it's been a huge year for you, 20 years of celebrating 20 years in dance music. But I wanted to ask you about I think I've asked you this before, actually, and you can never actually list them, but is there something that makes, why is it that Anaya Day works? There's a lot of, like, whether you're an artist signed to a major label, putting out singles, maybe even getting hits, and then, as seems to be the want these days, you have a few hits and then the next one moves in. So pop stars are very hit and miss, and most of them don't stick.
Right.
And don't become huge artists. You had a couple of really big singles hits. You've had a massive amount of club hits around the world. But why is it that Anaya Day sticks? And why is it that you can actually do this for a living?
You know, that's a good question. I'm totally blessed, believe me, because so many have come and have gone. Mm. And for me to be still standing, it's great, you know. And I think maybe it's because I think real musicianship comes into play, because you are not stuck in one thing, in one mode. I personally sing all genres of music. So however the music changes, I can flow with it, because I love change. Some people hate it, but I love change. As long as it's funky, I can do it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And I think another reason is because I'm always musically honest. I am a staunch believer in that if I'm singing something that I love, it's going to come out when I'm singing it, and people are going to feel that. They can feel that it's genuine. And art is to make people feel. And if I can, with my art, make you feel something, they're going to want more of that feeling, because it makes them feel good. I think that's why I'm still here. Obviously, someone is feeling something.
Yeah.
So hopefully I can keep that up.
Well, yeah. You got discovered by, was it Boris Duclos? He's one of the
first? No, I wasn't discovered by them, actually. I was just in Germany doing musical theater, right, at the time. And a mutual friend of ours was telling me, oh, you need to work with my friend Boris.
Yeah.
And then he goes to Boris, you need to work with my friend Inaya. And we're like, yeah. So finally we do it just to appease him. And this is when I meet Boris and Moose T.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a little skeleton track, which is now Keep Pushing. And I sang some things from the top of my head. They gave me an idea of what they wanted me to, you know, and just the guidelines. And I just sang some stuff off the top of my head, and it became a classic. And I was like, okay, well, don't use my name. So Boris Lugosch presents Boom, because I was in hip hop and R&B then. And at that time, you couldn't cross the lines. You couldn't blur them. You had to be one or the other, you know. Now there are no genres, really, you know. Artists are lucky because they can sing whatever they want to sing. But when I started, that was not the case. So I was. That's why it was Boris Lugosch presents Boom.
Yeah.
And then, but it hit, and so we had to do a follow-up. Did Hold Your Head Up High. And then that hit, and then Moosty had this song that he'd been playing. He said, you know, I have this track, and it's going off really well. You know, I want to put something in, like, honey, 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 I'm honey, honey. Okay, cool. And we did that. We giggled through it.
Yeah.
That hit. And, you know, none of these say, buy Anaya Day. And I said, okay, God, I get it. I guess I'm supposed to do house music now. So I did. I had multiple house tracks that I wasn't allowing to be released,
right,
because it would,
yep,
you know,
yep,
muddy the situation. So here I am, 20 years later.
So you, as you said, you're in musical theater. You used to do hip hop and R&B.
Yeah.
Do you still dabble in those?
I do. I kind of go where I'm needed. I'm like a superhero, a musical superhero. I go where the music calls.
Yeah. Are you ever not busy?
No. I'm happier when I'm busy.
Yeah.
When I don't have anything to do, I'm like, there's something wrong. No one's asking for me. Nobody cares that I'm here. Oh, my God. I'm a freaking dinosaur. Nobody wants to hear me sing. No, I can't be not busy.
Yeah.
I would go crazy. You know, and I'm a live music buff, so I'm in this band called 45 Riots.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just a singer at first, and now I'm promoted to band leader, so I have more responsibility. Not to mention, I have my own funk R&B band and stuff like that. So
you got multiple bands.
Yeah.
You're in demand as the vocalist on many different producers' songs.
Yeah.
You're traveling the world performing because everybody wants to see you live, because, as you said right at the start, you can actually sing and belt it out. And that's such an important part of why Anaya Day is still with us.
Yes.
20 years later.
No auto-tune.
I think we're going to go back to the one out of those three that you mentioned that brought your voice to our attention, even if they didn't bring your name to our attention.
Who was that
originally?
Singer? Who was?
Hey, Anaya.
Yes.
There's a line in your most recent bio that quite surprised me.
Oh.
You were on Top of the Pops.
Yes.
In England. In London.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I'm the only artist to have been on Top of the Pops twice in 1 week.
Really?
And it's because they, you know, when you're on your way out, they kind of put you on a Friday.
Yeah.
Because most people are out on Friday night.
Yeah.
So it was coming on Sunday, I believe. And I did the Sunday.
Yeah.
I flew home to New York. They called my agent and said, we need Anaya back. We're going on Friday. We've been moved to a Friday slot. They flew me back to the UK.
Right.
And I did it again.
And you did it again?
Yes, in 1 week.
So what song were you doing?
Nasty Girl.
Nasty Girl.
Yeah, it was at the peak of Nasty Girl.
Ah, okay. So
yeah.
Was Top of the Pops as crazy and weird as everybody says it was?
I didn't think it was weird, but it was crazy. Like, the audience is really, really, like, off the chain. They're like, the whole time. And you're like, oh, I should sing louder. Their energy is off the meat rack. I mean, God.
Who was hosting it back then? Do you remember?
Oh, questions like that.
I know. It's a long time ago. Because it was just such an iconic.
I have it on YouTube.
It was such an iconic show.
Yes, so totally.
What an amazing thing to be able to write.
Yeah.
I was on Top of the Pops
an
twice.
An honor. Totally an honor. Yeah. The best people have been on there. So.
That to me, yeah, that makes you a star alone.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Now, we've played a couple of your classic hits
yes.
so far. I thought we might play something a little newer. This one came out earlier this year, but in fact you'd had it on the shelf for about a year. We talked about this when we were on the phone a little earlier in the year. This one's called Stranded with Dirty Disco.
Yeah.
Now, these guys are they out of New York, Dirty Disco? Is that right?
I believe they're out of California.
California. Mm-hmm. So did they just ask you to do this track with you?
Yeah, they contacted me online and asked me to do the track.
It did pretty well in the end, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. It went to number 3 in the Billboard chart.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
You like to stay there in that Billboard?
Yeah, I love it. I have 3 Billboard charters this year because my current one.
I know.
We're going to
get to that one.
Yeah.
Anaya Day is live in the studio with us. She's arrived from New York just last night.
Yes.
She's officially jet lagged, but that's okay.
She's used to it.
She's used to it. She travels around the world constantly. I wanted to ask you about something. Our community actually had a pretty rough time of it this year, particularly around Orlando with the Pulse nightclub. Very sad massacre that happened there. And that was actually at a time when there were a lot of pride festivals going on around the USA, mm-hmm. of which one of them you were actually performing, and you actually had a bit of a scare on the same day as that nightclub.
LA Pride, I was performing with Robin S.
Yes.
And just before we got to the area, we saw in the news that they just thwarted an attempt. This guy was bringing explosives and everything to the site in order to, you know, he thought he was going to blow us up, but thank God they caught him. And, you know, they had heightened security, and backstage when we were coming in, the police were like, I'm so sorry, we have to check you too. I was like, please check everybody. I don't mind. I want to live. Check, checky, check, check, check. Okay? It was, and it made the whole event even more emotional because everybody, you know, it bonded everyone together in a new way.
Absolutely. You know? The thing was that everybody, from what I understand, because there's a YouTube video up of a lot of what of you performing at that particular event, and the big thing was it felt like everybody was saying, no, we have to actually do this to make the stand that life will go on.
That's exactly
it. And we won't cower.
Yeah, Robin S. and I, we were like, no. We're going on. She calls me sis. She was like, sis, you going, right? I said, yeah, we're in there. And they wanted us to sing a little something a cappella.
Mm-hmm.
And we chose to sing a gospel song. We sang His Eyes on the Sparrow.
Yeah.
And we did it a cappella and just passed it back and forth. And everybody had their hands up. Some people cried. It was amazing. And I'm glad that we went through with it because when you run from things like that, they win,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they can't win.
No. No. And if anyone hasn't seen the video from the LA Pride performance of Anaya and Robin, it is astounding to watch. It's just beautiful because it is just raw emotion in the moment. And it's pretty special footage. So thank you.
Thank you.
it was pretty amazing. I wanted to talk about, look, there's so much stuff, but we better talk about some of the other stuff. Now, you've got, like you mentioned a little earlier, that you've got, you've had three songs in the Billboard Dance charts this year that mm-hmm. are doing really, really well. So we had Stranded, which hit number three.
Yes.
One Night in Heaven, which is your 20th anniversary celebratory
yeah.
song, which is the cover of the M People classic.
Yes.
That got up into the top five as
yes,
well?
Yes, number five. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. And then you got a brand new one.
Yes, it's climbing. It's in its third week, I believe. And we are now at number 19. I just got the news, so we cracked the top 20. I'm hoping we get the top five thingy again. You know, that would be hot.
Yeah.
But yeah, The Urge in Me with DJ Joe Gautreaux.
Mm,
he's from New Orleans.
Who is from New Orleans, who yeah. is very much an out and proud member of our community, and
yes,
rather hot as
yes,
well.
Yes, he is.
Hot and talented. I mean,
yes, he wrote the song and he produced it.
Yeah.
So this is the second song that I've recorded that he has written himself. The other one is You Are My Family.
Yep. And well, a like, song you know, we were playing earlier in the year.
Yeah, so. he's doing his thing, so I'm proud of him. Yes.
So exciting to have you here. We better get down to business. You are here and you are performing and your itinerary in the next 3 days is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So you're performing. Are you performing tonight?
No, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. So yeah. That's the 31st, the New Year's Eve. So let's get this right. You're at Wonderland for New Year's Eve at Track.
Yes.
And then the next day you're at the St Kilda Sea Baths.
Yes.
Then you're flying to Sydney.
Yes.
And you're doing I Remember House.
Right.
At the Ivy.
Yes.
Then you're flying back to Melbourne to do Rock Candy.
Yes.
New Year's Day.
Yes.
So for the big fans, they've got a lot of flying to do to follow.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get a party plane.
Oh. Now, I know Mark is filling in for Justin tonight after 7 o'clock for Lose Control. Mark will be seeing you at the St Kilda Sea Baths
yes.
on New Year's Day.
Awesome.
Cam and I will be seeing you at Rock Candy New Year's Day night. So we're
awesome.
Very excited about that. So.
I think that was Mark.
Mark
yeah,
was
he's up there waving his arms.
Anything else we need to know about to where we can catch Anaya Day in the next 10 days?
Well, that's enough.
Enough,
four,
right?
Four in 24 hours.
All right, yeah. But you are here till the 10th. So
I'm here until the 10th.
But is the rest a bit of a break?
I might stop in and, you know, sing a song with one of the bands, you know, maybe at the Golden Monkey or something
okay.
like that, all you right. know, because they do funk over there. So sometimes I go over there and sing a little bit with the boys.
So it's a little bit more casual after New Year's Day.
Yes.
Right. Are we allowed to say what time you're on at Rock Candy, or is that a top secret? Because I know because I spoke to I know because
well,
I spoke to Dean Murphy.
Nobody's sure if it's a secret or not.
I don't know if it's a secret or not. Well, it's after midnight.
It is after midnight. Yes, it'll be on the 2nd.
Right.
I hope you've got a good airline ticket to get back from Sydney.
Yes. You know, yes. I will be here with bells.
All right. And now. So much more we wanted to talk about, and we have actually run out of time, so we need to wrap it up. But we're going to go out with the song that does celebrate your 20 years of dance music. It is the cover of the M People classic. Why did you pick this song?
Well, actually, DJ Grind, who was mm-hmm. one of the producers, he hit me up and said, you know, there's this song and, you know, it's by M People and blah, 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 blah. I said, are you kidding? I love that song. Okay. When I first toured Europe, that song was out and they played it like every 20 minutes. And I saw her walking down the street with her big bun.
Yeah.
You know, one night. And I said, oh my God, I got to do it. So it was an easy sell. I already basically knew it.
Yep.
And Yeah, we rocked it out.
Now, it's just reminding me that Heather Small was at Mardi Gras a couple of years ago. Have you played Mardi Gras on I-Day?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say, and I was going to say, this is a tragedy.
No, I know. This would
be
an outrage.
Yeah, I've been touring here since 2003.
It's been a while, though, yeah?
Yeah, it's been a while.
I think it's time that we got you back for Mardi Gras.
I agree.
Yes.
I'm always here, like, New Year's, Christmas, midsummer, and then, you know, I usually leave just before Mardi Gras.
That's not the right
thing. Who do we speak to?
I will talk to people. We will make this happen. If not for 2017, then 2018.
You're going to start the campaign. Inaya for Mardi Gras.
Absolutely.
I'm with it.
All right, Inaya, we're looking forward to seeing you on New Year's Day night. Everybody else, I'm sure, is looking forward to seeing you in some of that, one of those periods, either tomorrow night, either during the day or New Year's Day night. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
I hope you make it.
Oh, I will. I will. Everything's going to go wonderfully.
And hopefully you get some sleep tonight.
Yeah, right? That would be great.
It's been amazing having you in the studio. Thank you.
Nice being here. Thank you for having me.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.